Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers, brothers, brothers. I sounded so good in the rehearsal. All right, this is live. Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, husbands and wives, girlfriends and boyfriends, primaries and secondaries, and tertiaries, and polyamories. All you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Brahma, or the goddess. But one thing we do know, until we start cloning ourselves, we are all children of sex. Can I hear an amen?
Amen. Amen.
Can I hear an A-women?
A-women. Woo.
Woo. I want to welcome you to the Womb Room Cathedral here at Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in Bonoboville, L.A. Woo! Yeah, I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves. And I'm here in Bonoboville, the garden of Bonoboville, with my snake, who is named Eve, and who is always enticing me to eat. Of the fruits of the trees of knowledge. Ecosexual knowledge. And just plain old sexual knowledge. But yeah, oh yeah. And we are constantly in pursuit of that here on the Dr. Susan Block Show. This is a show about sex. With a capital X. Oh yeah. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
Can I hear?
Amen.
A women. Yes.
A women.
And may I introduce Woo. A woman of women, Sister Dayton Rains. There she is.
Hi. How are you guys?
Dayton, of course, is a world-renowned porn star.
as well as a therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute and an associate producer of the Dr. Susan Block Show. And Dayton, in her capacity as, well, associate is such a long word. Let's just abbreviate it to ass producer, right?
Right, that's fine.
Ass producer, right. So.
I don't have a big ass, but I produce a lot of ass.
No, you don't have to have a big ass to be the ass producer. Absolutely. In fact, that is a very cute little outfit, so you
Thank
should stand
you.
Up for a moment and turn around and show off your assets. There she goes. And Dayton not only has assets in her Valentine heart of an ass, but she's also a very good driver, actually. Yeah. And Dayton actually drove Captain Max. Good evening, Captain Max.
Hi, Captain Max.
Good evening.
Dayton drove us all the way from Bonoboville, which is in an undisclosed location in L.A., all the way up to Berserkly, California. And we only got lost once.
Sorry.
But we got there safe and sound. And yeah, we got there. We had built-in airbags. Or you did.
I have airbags.
Air balloons. Yeah, beautiful.
Are these balloons?
I think they have, you know, bags sounds a little like they're, you know.
I could carry you on my back in the ocean. It'll be okay.
Well, you did a very good job driving us up to Berkeley, where we presented, we gave a talk, I gave a talk, and actually, you know, the team was involved, and it was at University of California at the People's Republic of Berkeley.
Woo!
Which is where you're kind of from.
I'm from NorCal. Was right. Raised up there. Auburn. Which
and it
sounds
was
like a drug
a
in NorCal.
Yeah, it does. Sounds like the birth control.
Well, if you there we saw, right, Dr. Susan? We
yeah.
saw.
So we were at the 5th International Conference of Monogamy and Non-Monogamy. Or I think it was the future of non-monogamy or something. Yeah, the future, not the present. There's theories and future. And this was at University of California at Berkeley. And we had a great time, and we're going to talk about it more. But I want to say the main thing is we met some cool people.
We did. We met lots of cool people.
Two of those people we met are right here.
Yay!
And they should get into the broadcast bed. They are Dwayne Mooney. Give it up here in the Womb Room Cathedral.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And
I love the twins.
Jordan.
Thank you.
Yes, Billy Jordan. Here's a microphone. I'm not sure if it's turned on. Do you have any issues with snakes in the Garden of Eden?
Love snakes.
You do?
Snakes are wonderful. I have one myself.
I know. That's a trouser snake. This
yes.
is an Akita corn snake.
He's got
snake.
A snake also.
Anyway, she's very friendly.
Oh, that's
she's,
a she?
Yeah, she is a she.
It's
right?
wonderful.
Yeah, snakes always
she's
you
pretty.
Know, are long and slithery. Girls and boys. All right, so Dwayne Mooney, welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. It was
How are you? It's
great
to see you.
Meet you mm-hmm. in the UC Berkeley International House.
Yes.
We were both speaking.
Yes, we were.
And you were speaking about polyamory.
Yes.
On TV.
Incredible.
Specifically Bravo TV,
yes.
specifically,
yes.
but beyond that, also, I guess, this TV show, you know.
Yeah, I was on a TV show, a reality show, my wife and I.
Yeah.
And a girlfriend. We were featured on a show about my son, who got picked out of thousands of people.
Right.
Called Newlyweds, the First Year of Marriage.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, I play his polyamorous father.
You play?
Yes. And I'm his real dad. Wasn't that wonderful?
Right. And you are his real dad.
Yeah. And it was a great show because, you know, he's trying to be monogamous.
But you are really polyamorous.
Yes. That's what was so difficult for him, because I'm the polyamorous daddy. And his wife couldn't stand me.
Oh.
Because she didn't want her husband to be like his pimp daddy.
Gotcha. Mm. She was very monogamous.
Yes.
And she didn't want him to, you know, follow in your footsteps.
Exactly. Which, if he did, they would have a happier relationship, believe me.
You believe that.
Yes, I do.
And you wrote a book about
it.
Yes. And you preach about it.
Yes.
Yes.
I preach about having multiple women.
Yes.
It's the King Solomon way.
Well, and he certainly had...
That's certainly
multiple
the way.
Women. He had 1,000.
600. He had,
or
he
900,
had
maybe.
He had women all over the planet. And, you know, I always say, you know, were they faithful to King Solomon? I said, he didn't even have sex with all of them. What are you talking about?
No, they had the back door.
Yeah. Of course they had other
those
men,
back
too.
Doors. We learned about those up at the 5th.
What's the back
International
door?
Conference of the future
the
of monogamy and
door?
Non-monogamy.
Well,
we were learning, actually, door. This is African. Right?
I could tell, yes.
Yeah,
it's the African is back door?
Well, hold on. Back door doesn't mean anal.
No,
Let me help you. Back door doesn't just mean anal.
Could be.
Even though it sounds fine.
Yes,
oral or vaginal.
So they live in these huts.
Uh-huh.
And the men sleep in a different area.
Yes.
And they basically have what? Seven.
Seven,
I think, Dr.
Seven. Susan? It's lucky seven.
And okay.
Yeah.
And not every guy gets to have eight wives.
No.
Right.
There would be a lot of girl
you
babies.
You got to support them, too.
No. It's like the richest guy in town.
Yeah, the richest
gets
guy
to
in
have
town.
A harem of eight guys.
And you know,
eight
the
gals.
Richest guy in town then was the one with the most cows.
Cows,
yeah,
right.
That's how you
but had, not necessarily the most balls.
No.
I mean, he's got the most cows, but he does. You know, he can't be with all these eight wives.
No.
So they each have a back door, or there's a general back door where guys come in sort of surreptitiously, so as not to embarrass the master of the house.
You know what? You know what's so deep about that?
Yeah.
Connected to another story, a lady from Nigeria told me. This is a story that. If you had a hut, a man had a hut with his woman.
Uh-huh.
If when the man left and if somebody put up a spear in front of the hut, that means the man couldn't come home that night because there was another man there.
Okay.
He had to go to another hut.
So there's an understanding of polyamory.
Yes.
There
going
we go.
On here.
So I like your story.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
back door.
This is the back door. And we have to give a hat
I think that
tip.
Happened at the castles, too. They had a back door where the lovers came in.
Really?
I think they've been
in
doing
castles?
That shit a long time with the back door.
I want to give a hat tip here to Dr. Leanna Wolf.
Who thank also, you, Dr. Yeah, Leanna Wolf.
She was
she
very
was
nice.
Great.
She actually lent me her laptop.
I know.
You know, it's almost as good as giving me a lap dance.
Oh.
Not quite. But lending me her laptop was very good, especially since you
I was late. I'll tell. I was late. I have 15 minutes.
But she made a grand entrance.
Sorry.
She and her mom. Her hot mom.
Thank you.
I don't want to say anything more than
you
that.
You could say my mom's hot.
Yeah.
I don't care. My mom is
mom.
Hot.
Well, she said late. And that's only time it's good. That's only time when it's good when a man is late when he's having sex.
Her mom was very nice.
He's the last one
a little
to come.
Although
late
that
is good.
Too much of a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Not such a good
it's
thing.
It's a good thing.
Well, if you can't come at all.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know with each other.
You only work
sometimes
so long.
You can overdo. Yeah. Unless you're going to be all about that and you're sort of tantric.
Yeah, because if you have eight women, you better learn how to have ejaculation
and you
control.
Better let your woman know that you're not
ejaculating.
You know ejaculating.
What I'm saying?
That also pertains to porn.
Yes.
Yep.
If you want to do porn, you better know how to hold your cum.
That's right.
A lot of porn people are polyamorous. Okay, so you are married, correct?
Yes. We've been married for a lot of years.
How many? Talk into the mic.
Almost 15 years.
You got to get very close to it.
We've been
like
married
you're
almost
head.
15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen to that sexy
that's
voice.
Sexy.
That's why we still married 15 years, that voice.
That voice and that smile.
Yes,
that
wonderful.
Drew me in the ladies' room.
You hear me?
It did.
We were in the ladies' room.
As I say in my UC Berkeley blog that is now online at drsusanblock.com, there were meetings of the minds, of the polyamorous minds, in the hallways and the classrooms and the restrooms.
Yes.
And that's where we met.
That's where we met.
In the restroom.
We did.
Right. And we had just had a celebratory drink, which I know you guys don't drink, but
yes.
We were. But, yeah. And so I don't remember what you interviewed me about. Something well, sexy.
The show.
It was in the ladies' room.
It was a type of party I think you guys were going to that night.
The Lupercalia.
Oh, Lupercalia. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And also your book. We
oh,
bit
my
about
book.
Your book.
The
right,
Bonobo
right.
Way.
There it
yes.
is.
Here it is.
Right. It's
the
on
bonobo.
The chair.
Here it is.
That's
oh.
yours. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get your copy. Yes, the Bonobo
copy.
Way.
Yes.
Well, you know, you guys should know about bonobos.
Are you going to sign mine?
Yeah, absolutely.
I get a personal okay. signature.
Absolutely.
Can I get a her okay. to sign it too? Just
yeah.
for the hell of it.
Oh yeah, she can.
Oh,
she
he's
can
in the ladies'
it.
Room Good. Watching her porn yeah. videos.
Wonderful.
She'll give you
video.
A lipstick kiss and then a signature.
Yes. You know how I met her though. I knew when I met her I was going to marry her.
You're not talking about dating.
No.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't know. You know,
yeah,
you can
thought,
marry
though.
Polly.
Yeah, I am
Polly.
Polly,
right?
We're talking about what's going on.
We are Polly.
Right.
And she has skills.
Yes, you.
Oh, and you seek
Ooh,
other, you seek secondaries with skills.
Secondaries are wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They better have skills.
Right.
So
primaries don't
primaries,
have to.
They just know how, have to
Because they have history.
Cook.
Right.
Oh, no, we have to have skills.
So
we
you've
have
known each other
also.
For 15
yes,
years.
Yes. But I met her, you know, I went to Brazil.
Yeah.
Right? And I had a ball. I believe me, I had a
yeah,
ball.
Sure you did.
Did you meet her in Brazil?
No, I didn't
no.
meet her in Brazil, but when I came back to America, I was looking for a woman that was Brazil-like. And she was. Very feminine, very sexy.
You are very Brazil-like.
And very hoish, as in as in heaven on earth. Wait,
oh. You got to love hoes.
You have to love hoish energy.
What does ho mean, baby?
It means heaven on earth.
Are you well. Writing this down?
Yes.
Guys. Right.
And he's a pimp.
Yeah, pimp.
Yeah.
What
Positive
does pimp
individual
mean, baby?
Managing perfection.
Perfection.
Right.
And so
it's
he's a ho. I'm a ho.
Definitely
and he's a
this guy's a better man than me.
That's right.
Okay.
So
he's
when
got
I met
the lingo.
Her,
I can hardly handle my.
When I met her, yeah. When I
Find
met
my
her.
My telephone.
When I met her, I knew it. I knew we were going to be together.
You did?
Yes.
And you met not in Brazil? Or
no, I met her in America at uh-huh. a relationship conference
yeah,
where I was going.
And she was Brazilian-like.
A woman. Brazilian-like, exactly.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. And what were you doing?
And she is Brazilian-like.
I was there
very nice.
Watch
yeah.
him present.
Oh,
he
to watch
told
him
me,
present.
Yeah,
he was a star already.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
Well, you were quick to say that.
Well, yes, actually he is a star. You know,
yeah.
this is one of the Mooney twins.
Yeah. Well,
one of the Mooney
you know,
twins.
That was going to come out
Paul
sooner or later.
Paul Mooney's son.
Yeah.
The famous
Paul
comedian.
Is a comedian.
But enough
yes.
about them, more Paul about me.
Paul Mooney. Well, okay. So
he's
Paul
a man
Mooney
after he's so vain, like me.
It's part of the family.
For
this
me?
Is kind well, of a family-related show, so we should yes. explain because you're coming on. You talked about your son.
Yes.
So your dad is Paul Mooney, who
yes.
is a big-time famous
comic. Yes,
and is in a bunch of shows. Chappelle,
yes, Dave Chappelle,
and
Roll for Living Color.
Used to write for
Richard Pryor.
Yes.
Who
oh,
was
wow.
one of our idols.
The best of friends.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor was sleeping with Raquel Welch.
Oh, he was polyamorous.
Wait a minute, Pam Griffin. Pam.
Oh, he has a good story.
He
about
was sleeping
Pam
with Pam Grier and Raquel
yeah.
Welch at the same time.
Woo.
I
oh,
would
yeah,
too.
Yeah, sure.
That
yeah.
was the days.
Sure. Did they know about each other?
No.
So they weren't exactly.
They
polyamorous.
Didn't know. No,
no.
They were poly-cheating. Poly-cheating.
Poly-cheating.
Yeah.
Which is a
they,
thing.
Yeah.
It's a
yeah. Oh, they used to be called Playboy.
Polyamorous.
Bunch
yeah.
of chicks.
What you got to remember when I first met Pam Grier, I just saw the film Coffee. And
Coffee.
I met him with her with Richard Pryor, and she was sitting between his legs with a T-shirt on with no bra on. And he was
Ooh.
Holding both her titties.
Nice.
He was holding her tits.
What
when
did
I
you
saw
do to
that,
her tits?
That's when I knew I wanted to be in show business.
So you
yeah.
saw
yeah.
Pam Grier topless? I'm
yes.
Jealous.
No, she
it,
had
folks.
A T-shirt on.
T-shirt,
but I saw nipple.
That's
make
good.
Out
the baby
that's
bottle.
When coffee
yes.
came out.
That's
nice.
When I wanted coffee with lots of cream.
That's nice, though.
Okay, and was your dad polyamorous? Is your dad polyamorous?
My father was just a cheater. He was just old school.
Okay.
That's what we used to call it in the old days.
That's what you did.
What does he think of your polyamorous?
He says,
does he think you've evolved?
I have evolved beyond all of them.
Wow. All of them.
My son, everybody. I'm setting
well,
the pace.
Max, you think you've evolved.
They all want to be
son.
Me.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a twin brother.
I have that problem, too.
I have a twin brother who has a family. He's not poly, but we switch every month. And
really?
Our wives don't care.
Yes.
I get to be a family man once a month. And
no,
be poly.
I'm saying take a picture.
All right. There you have it, folks.
Because she's going to go away.
A new road to happiness.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Road to happiness.
Road
absolutely.
To happiness.
And I also wonder
heaven on earth.
If being a twin helped you to learn to share.
You know, it's interesting that you said that.
Yeah.
I call it twinning.
Yeah.
I know how to share and never get jealous because I've always
you
been
had
with somebody.
To, right. From the beginning.
It's
you've
so
always
natural
been
for
with
me.
Somebody and you always have to find others. You
she's
can't
the first
just
one. Who said that? She is
I'm
a true doctor.
In terms of that.
She is
do you
doctor.
Understand that? I learned unconditional love by having a twin.
Well,
you
I know. Wonder if the doctor knows that his brother is actually his first or his primary.
It's oh.
the heck
twin.
Is she
what
talking
does that mean?
About? Did she just call me gay?
No, I didn't.
No, she said
not
worse.
Not what I call mean, but
much worse.
No.
Did she
no,
call me? No. Did she just call me twin sexual?
Well, you
no,
know,
I didn't.
She's just
not what I meant.
You were
was.
In the womb together.
We were roommates.
We were, yeah.
Yeah.
We're hooked up like
and
this.
And now you're in the womb room.
I had he's the oldest. I had to push him out and say, "Get out of here! I don't share wombs."
Oh well. But you had to learn to share.
Yes, I did.
And mm-hmm. so that's
just not at the same
a lot time. Of what this whole poly
yes.
amorous
yes.
thing is.
And for your audience, you explained to them what polyamory is, right? They know, your audience knows.
I've explained it over, you know, many, many years.
Yes,
I mean,
okay,
even
good.
We've been talking about it since before The Ethical Slut.
Yeah, great
you
book.
Know, yeah,
great
but,
book.
And Chris Ryan's Sex at Dawn.
Yes.
You know, I mean, but we've been talking about it for a while because, hey, it's been going on for thousands of years.
It has.
And and people have different ways of expressing it, you know, and sometimes it's couples opening up to more like a swinging thing.
Yes.
Where people are temporary, but still friends, you know, poly. Poly means many, mm-hmm. and amorous means love.
Yeah.
Many loves.
Right.
Exactly.
So the idea is you're having sex and all that entails, or making love with different people. It's not just swinging, you could say. Although I hate to put swingers down in any way, because a lot of them are very close friends with their partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But polyamorous,
they got
you know,
some back doors, those people.
That, well, yeah, that's a whole other thing. But yeah, both sexes. Yeah, they do. And then there's people who do specialty things like cuckolding and just, you know, sort of when you go away, you can do something and, you know, or really opening up to a third person who, you know, shares everything. Or, you know, something like Ry Mantione. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was
so
just reading his book the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's good. He's got a good new book. I
yeah.
love it.
So he does polyamory having two girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. That's
you know.
How I roll.
Yeah. Yeah, well, one of them's your wife, though. He's
yeah.
not married
oh,
to any of them.
No, I have two girlfriends. Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Is there, I mean, is there a difference?
No, actually, no, there is not. There is a difference because she is my primary.
Yeah.
And then my girlfriend. And then I also have a relationship with my the mother of my 26-year-old daughter.
Yes,
right.
So I call my baby
mama. He's going to be staying there tomorrow.
I'll be over there
Tuesday.
Tomorrow. So I get around, ladies and gentlemen.
Nice.
I get around.
And how about your son?
Huh?
The mother of your son.
The mother of my son? Oh, no. She's too crazy. I can't deal
Oh,
with
she's
her.
Too crazy.
I would love to let her in, But she tries to sabotage my life all the time.
Was she on the Bravo show?
No. She didn't want to be
she
on.
She opted out, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just wondering, because that, you know, maybe they sometimes like to pit forces and families kind of against each other.
Yes.
Yeah. What the daughter-in-law, what that was about.
Yeah.
The daughter-in-law hated Dad.
Yes.
Hated Dwayne.
Uh-huh.
She made me so mad, I started sleeping with her mother. Just kidding.
Well, I had to stop. I wasn't sure. You know, Mrs. Robinson and all. I mean, I don't know. Well, no. I mean, but, you know, there's mix and match sometimes. Weddings are aphrodisiacs for some people. But
really
so you came with the wife, and with your girlfriend, Melissa?
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
All.
And then when I was when we were in Arizona filming it, we were there for a while. We lived there.
Yes.
I had another girlfriend in Arizona.
Teresa.
Her name was Teresa.
The nurse.
She was wonderful.
Yeah.
She was quite a healer.
These are your girlfriends who you have sex with. Do you have sex with them too?
No.
No.
No, not necessarily.
Not.
What did it mean, not necessarily?
No, I don't.
She said, not necessarily. What the heck does that mean?
No, no.
Not necessarily. She has
the
her
answer
own.
Is no.
She has her own boyfriends.
You have boyfriends?
Yes. I do.
She was sleeping with a baseball player in Arizona who was semi-pro.
Wow.
That was Arizona. Okay, you still remember impressive. That? This old guy remembers lots of stuff.
And he had a bat and two balls.
Wow.
He was tall. He was 7'2".
Yeah.
With and he had big lips and big feet.
Yeah, he had a big old
ladies.
Bat.
All those things. All those big things.
Big old
he
bat.
He had big lips and big feet and big hands.
We called him Batman.
Do you find that stimulating, intimidating,
I
or
find
both?
It, you know, I'm so good at what I do. I'm not worried if it's big, small. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, how does it affect you? It
doesn't affect me at all.
Not at all.
Remember, I'm a twin.
Right.
Unconditional.
You called it. You called it.
You hit it.
But
right
now I'm going to hit it again, if I may.
Okay.
Do you think that if she didn't do it, she'd be less exciting?
No, she would be exciting either way. It wouldn't matter.
Well, it kind of, because I have
be
boyfriends, it takes the pressure off of him.
Thank you.
Right.
That's what
there
it
you
does.
Go. There must
Ooh.
Be that feeling it's of taking the pressure off. Yeah.
Ain't nothing like porno hands.
That's a little shocking.
I just saw all her movies just flash in my head.
You've seen her movies?
Yes, in the dressing room.
The dressing room,
we
my
saw.
God.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Got a clinic on giving head. Just
Do you like porn?
Not really.
No.
But I like it now.
How could you not? That was Dayton's porn.
That was wonderful.
Right. That was fun.
Because she enjoyed herself. I like to see porno women smile.
Oh, yeah.
At
I
least
think I gained
look
some
like
skills.
That.
Yeah, at least look. They know how to see.
Yeah. You never know with a woman.
Yeah,
you know.
She's, yeah, that's
you
true.
You women are mysterious.
That's true.
Right. So so your other woman, she's not
Melissa.
Here tonight. She,
Melissa.
She is
she's
on a date?
She's the Mexican.
She's Mexican.
Mexican. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I had to have a little flavor, a little
That's
spice.
Nice.
I'm looking for
a twirler.
I'm looking for a
she's
Chinese
a
midget
too.
Next. I'm looking for a little person Chinese.
Oh, Chinese.
Yes. Get up, Bridget the midget.
Well, Bridget isn't Chinese.
I want her to make love short type.
Uh-huh.
Dayton,
are these
you call
like
it?
Notches on a belt?
Oh, spinner.
A spinner.
No.
She's a
spinner.
A spinner when
spinner.
You're short.
Spinner.
Yeah. She's a spinner.
So I got to ask.
No, not notches. No.
Did you grow up with any kind of religion?
You know, my mother, Christianity is always around black people.
And
you know, but
you
I
were
never,
part of a movie.
I never went
named
the church.
Jesus was black.
I know. Moon, you know, Jesus was black.
We are celebrating Black History Month today,
yes,
too.
Jesus,
right.
Hair like wool, you know, and you know, they always say Jesus would come back like a thief in the night, so I knew that was a brother in the hood.
Yeah.
Coming. Look at there go Jesus. No, that's Jesus. That's Jesus.
Jesus. You're funny.
Right.
It always say God was the first polyamorous. You know
absolutely.
That, right? He was sharing a woman with Joseph.
But that is Zeus. Yeah.
That's true.
Zeus was certainly polyamorous.
Yeah.
But
oh, Zeus was polyamorous too?
I don't know about his wife,
Hera. And Jesus had a great hoe around him.
Mary Magdalene.
Yes.
Yeah.
The
and
hoe of hoes.
Well,
and
that's
others.
Yeah. So my favorite people in the Bible are King Solomon and Mary Magdalene.
And how about you? Did you grow up with
very
religious?
My dad was a minister. My dad was a Baptist.
Oh,
minister.
Wow.
He was a bishop. So I grew up in church.
Woo! You grew up in church.
However,
in church.
I am not religious.
We get many great
today.
People from right. religious families.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, right.
Yeah,
a whole
great.
Lot of back doors.
Every village has them. Right?
What do they say about the preacher's daughter?
Yeah, they say that she's very lusty. Very
lusty, very.
Yeah.
Lusty.
Yeah, still waters
yeah.
went deep.
Yes.
You know,
lusty.
That.
I yeah. like that.
Yeah, lusty. Well, because, you know, you lust.
Yes.
Yes, because you're pent up.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing about repression is... You know, it kind of creates some taboos that then you want to break, which is exciting.
She so broke all of them.
Yeah, yeah. And you broke on through.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Were you still religious? Are you still religious
no,
now?
Not
no, not at all.
Not for a very
because
long
there
time.
Is some polyamorous Christians, I think, running around somewhere. Or
yeah.
mm-hmm. Christian
are they
swingers?
Polygamists.
Well,
they believe in a
lot of Christians.
The Mormons believe in Joseph Smith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just go to
and
Bakersfield. They're all fucking each other.
It's kind of like
yeah.
polygamy.
Well, congregations.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of polygamists
because
among
they get,
the Mormons.
But it's kind of like polyamory because they get they're one day a week, but there's just one man.
Yes.
Lots of women.
And maybe the sister wives
I'd like it
get
that
to do hokah hokah.
And we got to break that down. Polygamy.
Hokah.
Is a man with many women or a woman with many men.
Correct.
Now, polygyny right. is a man with many women, and polyandry is a woman with many men.
Ooh, that's okay? like those Tibetan women.
Yeah, exactly.
Have the two brothers.
Exactly.
Right.
And then polyamory is the combination of everything.
Right, right. Okay. And there's more and more women with more than one man. It's whether their man has more...
It's always been.
Well,
it
maybe
always
it's
kept
more
it secret.
Under, it's yeah, on the down low. Now it's becoming
yeah.
more open. See, guys used to be able to be more open. And we, did you see this movie that they
uh-huh,
showed?
Where did we get this
and,
guy?
Where did we get what guy?
Who me?
Max. Captain Max.
Yes.
What are you interrupting to yeah. talk about?
Someone just walked in the bar. And
oh, okay.
Yeah. So just saying hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
We can't see. We have a donut yeah. in our face.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to.
He's good. He's good.
The movie.
Oh, the movie. Lutine.
Yes.
Made by the lovely Isabelle Brué.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing, excellent movie. And very complex and funny and just in your face. And with all different styles of filmmaking. And you don't know whether it's real or it's made up. And it's about her life, and it's about polyamory in France. And, of course, France is the original polyamory place, except only for kings
yes.
and presidents and their mistresses.
Yes.
But now yes, yes. the women seem to be, aside from Dwayne here, kind of in charge. Well... I mean, there's some guys in touch with their feminine side, guys that understand women are doing it, you know, not just the King Louis the whatever.
No, don't right. see those guys die early.
King Louis the whatever?
They die early.
Well,
all polygamists die early. You see how they age faster than women. You cannot manage.
So you're managing a bunch of women.
All the emotions
true.
And all the sex.
I don't want your job.
Are you serious? That ages
that's the
man.
Idea of the back door.
Yes.
Stresses you out.
Let a little of the stress out, guys.
Yeah.
And that is the idea. I mean, cuckold is a loaded word, but a lot of guys do like to have their women made love to or just had wild, crazy sex with by another man. Mm-hmm. In a way to get the stress off of themselves mm-hmm. and also stimulate those sperm wars.
You hear me?
Yeah, sperm wars.
Mm-hmm. Plus, it's a turn on when your woman is adored and loved by other men.
Right, yeah.
Keeps
that's
her
what
sexy,
I'm saying.
Keeps uh-huh. her into
yeah.
her groove.
Right. Yeah.
In fact, she's going over her boyfriends tonight.
Tonight.
Right. Tonight, after the show.
I was already there.
Yeah, she was there earlier today.
What's he like, your boyfriend?
He's very talented.
And rich, so we love him.
Rich. Oh, he gets something out of that.
I like rich.
See these shoes?
Oh.
They were his. They were his shoes.
Really?
He's handsome.
Wow.
Good looking.
Oh my God. He gives me a lot of attention. We do great fun things.
But like you don't have sex
camping.
With him.
Hell no.
And do you have sex with her at
King
the same
Solomon,
time?
King Solomon, not King, whatchamacallit?
Tut. No.
King Tut. Right, not King Tut.
Tut. Okay. So you guys don't do like any kind of threesome or group sex?
We have every now and then.
Okay, thank you for that admission.
Yeah, I want to.
Bravo, get on it.
All right, now.
All right. Yeah. What does your son think about that? No.
He loves it.
We know you have.
Who you
sex.
Think? Wait. First of all, who took me to Brazil was my son.
Oh,
he
wow.
took me.
That's nice.
And he confessed on the show to his girlfriend,
that was nice.
To his wife, I had 14 women out there.
14?
Yeah, 14.
How
I know
much?
That's nothing.
How much?
That's nothing. 14. I had.
Nothing for me.
14 prostitutes.
I had six.
All right.
We love prostitutes on the Dr. Susan Bach Show. We love prostitutes.
We love them.
They were prostitutes.
There's also a different term, escort, porn star.
Look, they were sacred.
People in general.
Sexual priestesses.
Sexual priestesses.
Right. Well, we all hookers. Politically support them, but do you actually hire them?
Who?
Well, I mean, I mean, nothing wrong with that at all.
I have in the past, but since I've been positive,
thanks for that admission.
I don't have to.
Oh,
right.
I don't have to.
I used to go to strip clubs.
Sometimes, let's just say that is the option for
and I don't mind
the polyamorous
that.
Couple or
yes.
who want to, you know, have a certain kind of no strings relationship with a professional.
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
My Melissa is a former stripper.
She was a stripper.
That's why I met her in the
right.
club.
Okay.
I knew instantly. I'm a fucker.
Wow. She probably knew before you did.
You know what I'm saying? She did
she
know.
She was a spinner.
Because she came to me.
Is she small?
She's a spinner.
Yeah, she's small.
Oh.
Yeah, toss her up
says
and
that
down.
With a smile. All right, so, you know, we've only got a few minutes before the break, and I was wondering if you would engage in Bonoboville communion with
yes.
us.
Yes.
I didn't even have to finish the sentence.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
And, of course, you don't drink our alcoholic beverages.
But we do have water and club
we
soda.
We have
wonder.
Fine
juice.
Water and club soda. That's true. That's true. And we have our fine alcoholic beverages for ourselves.
Good.
Me.
And for our staff for having gotten through more than half of the show.
And our guests, if anyone wants to do communion, they could volunteer.
Oh, yeah. If anyone
so I could pour some aqua or something.
So, now, communion is a ritual that we do here, and because we do understand kind of the power of religion, and we have a lot of respect and awe of that, you know, but, hey, we're not religious in those ways, so we created our own
wonderful.
Kind of ritual, and it's similar to the Catholic or the Christian communion in which there is the body. And, well.
So who are we drinking off of?
Okay. So you're looking at Dayton. So I would say you could be having your communion off of her. If you do you have to get permission?
No, not at all.
You don't even do that.
No,
not
we
a
have
safe
no
word,
rules.
Nothing? No.
No safe words.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
No safe words.
Okay. So now you can do it off of any body part. I mean, we tend to do it off of her altar, which would be her, you know.
Dwayne, I did win Best Altar Girl 2015.
She did. She did.
Wonderful.
She won Best Altar Girl, and she's about to reveal her altar. And
okay.
she is putting that trouser snake so between not her.
Not a halter top, a halter top.
The halter, she's got quite a top. Oh, she's only taken off one of her tops, but that's quite enough. And There she is, porn star.
Wow.
And therapist. Ooh, and she's sitting right down on a bottle. Whoa, that's kind of sexy.
I'll take it.
Okay,
I'll
oh, your it. Bottle. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, okay. I thought that just came.
Can I watch you drink from that?
Okay. I thought that bottle came out of her.
Okay.
She's sitting so on
not
my
that
bottle,
big.
And you get to eat from her altar.
Okay, so come closer here. So but you could sort of kneel down, this being a religious experience. And so first we have do we have the water? Where's the water?
Is that water?
Oh,
is that
well, that's my
That would
water.
Be Hollywood Jake.
Hollywood Jake, can we have some water, please?
Hollywood Jake.
Just a glass of clean, pure, holy water.
Holy.
Holy water.
Holy water.
Yes, absolutely. We are here. In the Womb Room Cathedral of
Bonoboville.
Absolutely. And here in Bonoboville, we do a certain kind of communion, brothers and sisters, that's called Bonoboville Communion, in which we engage in ingestion of the body and the blood, the liquid and the flesh of, you know, the goddess, the god, the you know, the deity within us all that bonobos connect with through hugs and kisses and licks and sharing of resources and empowerment of females and basically a form of polyamory. And you could say swinging, because bonobos really like strangers.
Okay.
And actually, you guys barely know each other, so I think this qualifies, although I see love developing.
Yeah.
So anyway,
love
so first you lick the
I mean,
altar.
You want to marry her? Which one?
He asks her.
I don't know. I don't want to.
Well, we got
a
the
bunch
permission.
Of women up there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You didn't expect this, did you, baby?
Actually, I did.
He did. He seems quite prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you're not. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling just fine.
Really?
Yes.
Is it
so
a little bit of a turn on, or you're
no,
just kind
my
of
sister,
neutral?
My sister, his girlfriend, Melissa, is a stripper.
Okay.
And
his
she's
girlfriend. Okay.
Melissa is a stripper.
Can you, like, take
and
your
so
jacket off for this
these
or something?
Kinds
you know,
of
at
things.
Least, like, you know, just kind of, yeah, get dance. Comfy. I feel hot looking at you.
Dance,
right,
dance,
okay.
Dance,
here we
dance,
go.
Dance,
all right.
Dance, dance,
dun, 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 dun. This is like a Bravo segment, except not at all.
Oh, they would have kicked me off the show with this
all. Okay,
so he has
yeah.
to go.
He does. But, okay, so. Here she is, your altar girl,
so
winner of best altar girl.
So what am I actually doing?
You're going to lick the altar. First lick one of the nipples or two, whatever you like.
There you go.
They're moving targets,
yeah.
Right.
Catch it, baby. He's really good at that.
No, he's, I see.
James is going
okay
to fall in
with
love.
Your wives.
He's yes.
very good at that.
Yes. Oh, yes. And very good, very good. So. So now we apply the salt. No bamani dambana no ambuna. Latin here. Baruch atadonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Bore pari hatitis. Okay, that was Hebrew. Okay, so now amen and a women. So now you just lick up the salt.
Lick up the salt?
Yes, yes, the salt.
I won't get high blood pressure while I
oh, gosh, come on.
Salt off of there, please.
A little salt is good for your... sapiosexual stimulation. Oh, he's got quite a nice
he
sucking technique.
Yeah.
And the water now.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to put your head in
oh
between
oh
my
oh
breasts.
Yeah,
and I'm going to pour water down your
right
throat.
All right.
In a nice way.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Water down your throat. There you go.
Who's doing what?
Okay, so
just
I'll
lean
hold
in
your
my
mic
breast.
And lean into her. He's going face first, though.
Back first.
Oh, back first.
Back
right,
first.
Right. Okay, here he goes. Okay, bravo. And
down.
Okay. She's
whoops.
Okay. And
no censorship, please.
And we have the actual cross here. Okay. I don't know. That might be a bit much. Okay. And let's see if he.
Hold on.
Gargles.
Baby, I always told you look like Jesus.
Do you want to back it up? Okay.
You have your mirror.
No wonder that people think we force people to drink.
And here
open
we
your mouth.
Okay.
This
wait.
Exactly
this thing is
why
not.
Open your mouth gently. Open your mouth gently. You don't have to put your tongue out.
Okay.
This.
What is she feeding on?
Oven.
Oh.
Oh.
Holy water.
Right.
Solid, baby.
Bravo. waterboarding. Okay. Wow. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Whoa. Is this mic working?
Let's see. Is it try baby?
I feel healed.
Yes, yes, you are healed.
I've been born again.
Brother Dwayne.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it was a bit of a baptism because I saw some go up your nose.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad you see it as baptism. Yeah.
Titties on the back.
And communion. Titties on the back. And you are healed. How are you doing?
I'm absolutely fine.
Are you okay? I didn't offend you. Okay.
No,
okay.
Not at all.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
It's your turn.
yeah. Only I can't do salt, so we have
Do
I can't
salt.
Do salt at all.
Would you like sugar?
How about lemon?
No sugar.
How about lemon?
Lemon, and you got to get the salt.
Oh,
off.
I can get the salt off. Yeah. Don't we can do it after the? Well, I need a wipey.
Okay.
Yeah. She can't do any salt.
I can't do salt.
All right.
Sorry.
Now,
doctor.
Would you like to do them off of Dayton's
sure.
altar? Yes.
Of course.
All right. So you didn't know how bisexual your wife is, or you do know.
Please.
Okay. All right. I'm impressed. All right. So she is going to wipe down.
I
get
will
the
wipe
salt
down
off, and we're gonna put
lemon.
I guess lemon. Lemon is good. Yeah.
Lemon's good.
Okay. All right. You got glitter all over you, but you can't have salt. Okay. Got it. So, anyways, we're gonna take a break. Are we?
Yeah.
Are we ready for our breakage right now? All right. So. So you are going to just, you know, go to the bathroom or the classroom or down the hall or wherever.
I'll figure it out.
Whatever you need to do. And and then we're going to have Dwayne Mooney and Billy
Jordan,
stars of Bravo's Newlyweds.
First Year of Marriage.
First Year of Marriage.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. So they're going to do more Bonoboville communion with our best altar girl of 2015, Susie Award winner, Dayton Rains. So don't come
right
yet and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Right back.
With polyamory and
woo!
Tits.
Right back.
Hi. I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much, which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read the Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life.
Masters, we are going to have a Sibian ride for Masturbation Month.
Yes.
So you've never been on a Sibian before?
No, I've never been on one before.
Okay.
Now you are ready to ascend the throne.
One, two, Mr. Tracy, you are going to ride God's machine now.
Put one leg right here. Put the other right here and just position yourself comfortably. Put your clit right here.
Okay, so here she goes. Uh-oh. She's mounting the Sibian. Have you ever ridden a Sibian, by the way?
Oh, I have. Many a time. My favorite horse to ride. It's my best friend.
Have Sibian yoga and experience it to the fullest. Go for the G-spot, go for the clit, go for whatever works. Some women come from their nipples. We've got Brigitte Bardot riding the Sibian.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy what? Shit. Yeah. That does the job.
Yeah, it's doing
Sibian
it, baby.
Sibian strikes again.
Yes, I do say that when it feels good.
Live on DrSusie.tv from the Womb Room in Bonoboville.
Ride 'em, cowboy.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
Take a deep breath,
so
deep breath.
Now relax.
Plus fort, plus fort.
We never get tired of watching a pretty girl on the Sibian celebrate Masturbation Month.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sonnez les matines, ding ding dong.
Princesse en français.
Oui,
oui, oui.
Happy Lupercalia!
Oh, there she goes! She's coming! She's
yes.
coming!
Yes.
Hallelujah!
Come for us, sister! Come for
us! That is a beautiful thing. Thank you, Dr. Susan Block. You're a wonderful human being. Wonderful human being, Dr. Susan Block. Thank you. Amen. Amen, Dr. Susan Block.
I think we have orgasm, Houston, and let's have a hand.
We have liftoff. We have liftoff.
We made it.
Okay.
Elle va éjaculer. Oui, 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 oui.
Okay, we're gonna go.
Testify, Sister Penny. Testify. That you masturbate.
Amen.
And you are not ashamed.
I am not ashamed.
How was it? What's your report?
Oh, my vagina is so tingly right now. It feels like pop rocks.
I'm just gonna take this home.
That thing is bigger than your little body.
That is the best product endorsement I've ever seen.
Can I leave now? Like, I'm ready. I'm. Come on.
I don't think I can say those words. Where's the husband?
You got the Sibian. You don't need the husband.
Oh my God. Oh. Whoa. Whoa. Oh.
Don't let her fall over. Whoa. Hey, darling girl.
I love you.
I love you. That's my girl.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.
All right.
I'm back. I have to get my hat. And I'm sitting in the middle of a lovely couple that is sometimes a trouble, sort of. This is Dwayne Mooney and Billy Jordan. They are married. And their girlfriend, Melissa Luna, is not here. You want to grab one of those microphones? Because, you know, well, you know what Dwayne says about managing women.
Yes.
Test, test, is this working?
Testing.
Okay, there we go. What do you say about managing women?
Well, when I say managing, I say I have a book called Sacred Man. A man who knows how to deal with multiple women.
Communion.
Yes. Knows how to heal,
yeah,
love, and manage
amen
multiple
and
women. And when I say manage, I don't mean in a pimp way, as we look at it. Oh, he's managing women. No, he's managing women for them to do and be the best that they want to be. It's almost like an entertainer or somebody who's managing an athlete. The athlete or the entertainer goes to the manager, said, how are you going to help me get what I want? And that's what I'm there for. Not to make them do what they don't want to do.
Right.
But to make them do and support them in doing what they want to do. And that's the way I manage women.
Well, and your woman is fairly managed because she just wrote in that she's sorry she can't call in because, well, we don't know why. But
exactly.
We're assuming issues
that
might come out on the next Bravo TV episode. But in any case, or maybe, you know, she'll come see us.
She's just doing her thing.
She's doing her thing.
She has that right.
Well,
she's
yeah.
Call in or not. It's
We all have that right, I guess. But at the same time, sometimes it's good to have someone to depend on. But you two depend on each other.
Yes.
For, you know, you.
There it is. Yes. Yes. We depend on
There's
each
the
other.
Book.
Yes.
Sacred
yes, the
Man.
Book. Sacred
That's
Man.
The book.
By
Sacred Man.
Dwayne Mooney. And say the subtitle.
The subtitle. What is the subtitle?
A Man's Guide to Openly Healing and Managing Multiple Women.
Healing, loving,
and managing multiple women.
And you can get that at the Amazon. Site
www.polyamorysupport.com.
There you go.
Polyamorysupport.com. We also educate people and consult them on how to open up their relationship. And even if they don't want to open up the relationship, the information helps with monogamous couples, too.
Mm-hmm. What is the most common question you get, the most common need?
How do I get...
Man, how do you do that?
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you get
do
more
that?
Than one woman? How do you tell your woman that? Well, you must tell her with a lot of love and support.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But you tell her the truth.
So it's mostly men saying, how do you get a woman?
No, women ask, too.
But women ask, too.
All right. Women ask, too. How do I get...
They want to know, how do I have two men who know about each other?
Right.
Yeah.
So do people mainly want the polyamory and their partner kind of is on the fence? Is
well, a lot of men that I talk to, are they real cool? Yeah, man, I can have multiple women. But as soon as I say, yeah, but your woman can have woman can have multiple men. That's not.
Men take this harder than women do, actually.
Yes.
They're worse at this than women are.
They get really upset.
And
I've been in that position lots of times. They love me until they fall in love with me. And then they're like, stop your job. No.
Yes. No.
And that is often the classic thing that happens at a swing party is that the guy brings his wife or girlfriend in there, kind of convinces her to go, and then she gets all this attention, and he's like, whoa, let's get out of here. And she's like, no, I think I like it here. Yeah. I'm enjoying
they
this.
They get really mad, and they're like, you like her more than me.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's real weird how men we become more sensitive than women.
It's true.
It's kind of weird, but our society encourages it.
Yes.
That's, I think, mainly why. There are some natural forces. I mean, even bonobos get jealous. They do. Mm-hmm. If one bonobo is kind of in love and they do fall in love with each other, they you know, and then they go with another bonobo, you know, the first bonobo would get jealous, would get upset, would maybe even have a tantrum. But there are ways, the primatologists call it comfort. To comfort
That sounds
the
suspicious.
Jealous bonobo, the one who's having trouble. Some either one of the two bonobos
comforting.
Or another bonobo from the community will come over and calm down
love
with
on.
Love and licks and hugs and blowjobs.
Yeah.
And then it's okay.
Yeah, and blowjobs.
Kind of forget about it. You know, and you know, you meet again the next day.
The bonobos.
But yeah,
the chimps.
I mean, jealousy is a natural
they have their own
human,
they have their own system.
And not just human, it's a primate feeling. It's a feeling of fear that you might leave me. Or I'm bored and you're busy, and you know what am I doing now while you're having fun? You know, it's could be a mixture of envy, and there are ways to grapple with it. And bonobos teach us some ways, and so do polyamorous teachers teach us some ways.
Yes. Well, one word that we use is compersion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Compersion, when you're actually really happy for someone else.
Yeah.
And people have got to get to that level because, you know, I'm not immortal.
Yeah.
Immortal. I'm way above that. I don't get caught up into natural human matrix behavior. So I try to help people.
The red pill.
Yes, the red pill. And I try to help people identify what their issue is, because the issue is not them, it's you.
Well, the twin thing, I'm coming back to that.
Yes.
Because you learn from an early, very early, that if your twin is happy, you could be happy too. Also, of course, if your twin is upset, you might be upset. You learn this empathy that is in all of us, but we all, you know, feel so separated. We're isolated from each other in ways that maybe twins are a little less isolated. And certainly bonobos show us how to be not so isolated, how to really connect. Of course, they do it in very many physical ways that, you know, are a little rough in our, you know, uptight, puritanical society. Mm-hmm. And I say all societies don't really do what bonobos do, but we can learn from them. Mm-hmm. And we can, you know, open up. And like you say, you're not just advising polyamorous people, but it's good for monogamous people to just understand how this works.
Mm-hmm. And why it's so important, because monogamous couples, they have to get rid of that ownership mentality. Mm-hmm.
Or
at least open up.
I agree. Get it under control.
I don't like the ownership.
The ownership is too much.
It's rough. It's what's encouraged.
It's
Look at Trump is the ultimate ownership mentality.
Yes.
He wants to build a wall around what he thinks he owns.
Yes.
You know? And I mean, and look how popular he is. And yeah, we were all saying, oh, it's just a joke. But, you know, the ownership mentality thing is like super, super pushed on us by just capitalism.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
It's not very bonobo.
It doesn't
Sharing
work.
Is bonobo.
Sharing.
Sharing of resources.
Opening up and realize that you're adding, you're not subtracting.
Right.
You're multiplying.
You're multiplying.
You're not dividing.
Yeah. So speaking of sharing, uh-huh. I think it's Billy's turn.
Yes,
to
please.
Do Bonoboville.
Okay, Billy, you ready?
Oh, now she wiped off the salt.
I wiped everything.
Because we know you're salt-free. This is a medical thing, or are you like a vegan super duper?
Yes, she's super vegan.
What?
I didn't actually
hear
that.
Okay,
so
good.
It's okay,
but yeah, no, it's I'm just salt-free.
Yeah.
I don't do salt.
That's good. Okay. That's fine.
So we're just no salt titties here.
Okay.
Saltless boobs. Okay, and the water. Where's the water?
Oh, I have to pour water.
Is this the water? We got sugar. No, we're not doing sugar. We've got lemon. Let's get lemon.
Okay.
That's what we want, is a little lemon tree. Just something to make her a little thirsty.
Okay.
You know. Okay. So, yeah, you've got that. And okay. A little lemon slice. I see a lemon slice here, but they look a little.
Oh, it's mine already.
Okay.
Oh,
lemon slice.
Mine
okay.
Already.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go. Okay.
Okay, so Dr. Susie puts it on.
I am the high priest of Bonoboville Communion.
Okay.
And so first, you know, you're supposed to lick the titty first. This is mainly so we get two licks. But, you know.
Baby, do I have your permission?
The excuse is
that you don't need my
there's
resistance.
Salt. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Tell
Let me hold this.
Okay,
you've got the permission
or
that you didn't have to get.
Right.
You didn't need permission.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have your permission?
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Everyone has my permission.
Okay, in so that we can be just move
oh,
the feet.
I'm in
yeah,
the
there,
way.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, the altar gets close here. And I guess you could kneel.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You guys
so.
Really want to see this?
Yeah. We,
okay,
do we want to see
whichever,
this?
Whichever. Both.
This is, you know, why
don't
everybody's
you
like
both?
Looking
oh,
forward
okay.
right now. Yeah. Absolutely. She got all kinds of lipstick all over you. That's
I love
sexy.
Lipstick.
Yeah. Lipstick all on
oh,
your titties.
So now, I don't know. Okay. So I think I'll still put the lemon on the nipples so that now, you know, you have to go beyond.
Lots of vitamin C.
Okay. Vitamin C.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Some digestive enzymes.
Yeah. No, you can show
can
yours,
I
too.
Kiss her with this one?
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Ah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Other one. Okay. I'm sorry, I'm in your way. I don't get to see. Oh, wow. Do it a little longer. Yeah. Mm. Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Water.
So now lay your head in between my breasts, and then I'll pour it. So all on your back.
She's a little breathless. It's very sexy.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
I see that smile. You haven't had that smile all show, but now you do. Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh.
Lean back. Now you are being baptized. Holy water, Sister Billy. Yeah, drink up. Woo! There she goes. Oh, she's just... No waterboarding. Let her get her breath. Okay. All right. Yes. Oh, that's
yes.
a beautiful thing.
How sweet. Love
that
in the
so
house.
That is so sweet. And
are you okay, Billy?
Yes. Yeah, are
yes,
you okay?
I'm okay. Sorry, I got
you
all
wet. She's a little wet. I don't know if you're really sorry.
I have to get all the girls at least a little bit wet.
You could spank her with a book. She could get
oh,
a
do you want to spank me with a book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
We'll sign that one. Okay, so here she goes. There she is. What a bad girl. You need to come a little
here.
Closer. Closer. Closer there.
You could stand up.
Yeah,
for
closer.
More
yeah.
Red.
Okay, there. Yeah, he's you know he wants to be comfortable. You could give her another spank.
Oh.
Yeah, give her a few.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Susie.
Yeah. Okay.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Oh, you want to be?
Okay.
Oh, you can give her a spank.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a little turt.
Ah. Ooh. Mm. Very good. All right. I'm not
Are
sure what
okay?
she did wrong, but.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. I had lupercalia last week.
Right. That was
I got. see those?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Lupercalia is a little wilder. Yeah, we had a bunch of doms and subbies.
Really?
Yes. And a lot of flogging. Do you like that?
No, I've never gotten into the dom sub
no,
thing.
No, no. Well, this is the greatest sexuality show on earth. We have everything.
It just reminds me too much of slavery.
Except coprophilia.
Can't handle it.
Oh, yeah,
it's
there is the slavery thing. But I think that turns some people on.
It does.
Yeah.
I knew a lady who was a beautiful white woman with blonde hair who told me that she had a black man that they love playing master slave role.
And who was the master and who was the slave?
He was the slave, she was the master.
Oh, okay.
That's
well, it could be the
nice.
Other way around.
I know. That's the only way I could play it, but I just haven't went there.
You know, I wrote this down Haz is his name. There was just an article in the New York Times about a guest from the show, Melina Williams, who was on the show like 6 years ago. And she's now Melina Williams Haz, and George Friedrich Haz is her husband, and he is like one of the world's greatest concert composers. And they have a very kinky relationship. She's the slave, and he's the master. Although the picture in the LA Times, or the New York Times, excuse me, portrays him like in front of her, and she's got her hands wrapped around his neck, like she's the mistress.
Mm.
Totally, with these big, long fingernails. And I mean, it's just very interesting how this master-slave dynamic goes back and forth when people play with it of their own consensual will.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
If it's a turn-off, we'll change the subject.
Oh, no,
no it's not a turn-off.
Hey,
I'm just, this
kudos to Melina and Friedrich out there.
Yeah.
And, you know,
whatever
props to you.
You on.
But, yeah.
Do you think one of our guests would like to take communion?
Would one of our guests like to take communion?
Any of our guests
mind?
Out there? I don't know. I have a.
Do you want to like put your tits on?
Well I have a.
What are you going to do?
420 friendly medical marijuana that I could give communion
well,
through my vagina.
Well, that's a whole other thing, and that is something we could do. Is it's not? It's called the
talented twat.
The talented twat and Venus cannabis.
Venus cannabis. So would anyone like to take Venus cannabis?
It is the the open. Sort of pussy smoking vagina. Absolutely.
Hi.
Yeah.
Nobody in the audience.
Smoking hot.
Ah.
No, well, you know, here's the thing is
just do it and then see who comes up.
Okay, 420 friendly. Would we? Yeah, exactly.
Who's going to come up?
Yeah. You can just plunk yourself right down here, up. And some people will come up.
I know they will.
What about
they
the
will
voice?
Come up to
maybe he'll come.
Worship at the sacred hole.
Okay.
Okay.
Do it.
Would you mind? Would you like? She's dying to do it somehow. She hasn't done it in several
years. I haven't done it in a long time. I like to do it.
You don't smoke weed.
Yeah, you don't smoke weed.
You've said it on occasion.
No. Yeah, but that's not tonight.
Oh, okay.
I only do it once a year.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Well, don't inhale, baby. You could do it without inhaling.
No.
Would you
well,
like to
just
inhale?
It's just fine.
Oh, no. They don't do it.
Okay.
Maybe a cigar?
I definitely don't
smoke cigars.
Okay.
All right. So.
Okay, I'll do it without inhaling.
Okay.
Is there a way to do it without
inhaling?
Yeah.
Just
is there
I'm sure
way?
We'll find
is
a way.
Okay. Okay. I'll do it without inhaling. I guess if there's a way, we'll see.
It was a way for Clinton to do it without
okay.
inhaling.
Yeah.
He did it.
And
he figured it out.
He figured it out. He didn't get impeached, although that was over something else. But, yeah. Okay, so I guess, is that a yes? Would you like this
okay,
display?
Okay, let's try it. Let's see.
You seem like you'd like it. Okay.
Okay.
So,
okay.
So how about if, since she would like it so much, and
who?
She's your wife,
mm-hmm.
Billy, are you going to do it without inhaling like she is? Or
No, I'll watch her
okay,
do
okay,
it.
So then you move over.
Oh.
Okay, so you're going to move over here.
Okay.
She's going to sit here. Okay, and Dayton is going to sit here. And you still have the book you spanked her with?
Yes.
Okay.
Baby, does this make okay. me an official porn star? If I'm doing
I'll no, make you an official porn star.
It's just smoking weed. Okay. It's just smoking weed. Makes you a pothead.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not in a
It makes her a pot twat, though.
Pot twat.
Pot twat.
Twat pothead.
Okay.
Does anyone have a lighter?
Even since you did Bonoboville Communion, one thing we're going to do for you, whoops, is you got...
Thank you, Icor.
Laid!
Icor.
You got laid. Right.
Icor,
the
wolf, is here.
I got laid by a porn star.
That's right.
He threw me a lighter.
Right. Okay. So, this is...
Do you want to light it, Dr. Susan?
A special circumstance. I guess so, because somebody has to inhale around here. All right. Okay. And everyone takes pictures of this.
How embarrassing.
It is.
I get called a hooker all the time. I'm not embarrassed.
Well, I mean, it's legal and everything.
It is legal. I'm a caregiver.
You're a caregiver.
Right.
Oh,
so
I'm
allowed.
I'm
right. You're my patient.
Just so she says. Famous last words. Isn't that what the guy said to Michael Jackson?
I don't know. He gave him something crazy.
Right,
not weed.
True.
He was injecting his veins.
All right. Here we go. Boom Shiva Shambhalay, as we say in Afghanistan.
Boom Shiva Shambhalay.
This hat is quite fabulous. I will say that, too.
I got this.
It's really
near
great.
Bonoboville.
I know.
All right. So here you go.
Okay.
The
okay, I'm ready.
Twat. She also won for... best Kegel muscles.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she did. She's. These are some Kegels in action.
That is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think you'll be impressed with the Kegel muscles, which is evident from the smoke. You see...
Is it going
to... Here she goes. She is now squeezing. You see the light?
Yeah.
My
yes.
God, baby. Can you see
yeah.
that?
Whoa.
What?
Yes, I'm watching
what
it.
You saw, the Kegel muscle make it smoke,
wow.
baby. Smoking hot. That's what I call smoke.
Incredible.
Just,
salmon.
What?
I mean, beautiful. Absolutely. Whoa. Talented twat. That's the other thing that she got a Susie Award for, is most talented twat, otherwise known as best Kegel muscles. And actually, I don't think anybody needs to really take a puff. Although, if you'd like, you can get down here in the line of fire. right down. Maybe Icor would like a... Icor.
Icor?
Icor.
Icor.
Icor, come forward, please.
Icor. Icor.
He's okay. What a thing to say to the most talented twat. Got a that bunch of lawyers here. Well, thank you.
I have contact.
That
say that a little louder.
That was wonderful.
And can we have some applause
that is.
For our most talented
Yeah, very
applause.
Nice.
The lovely and the talented.
Dayton Rains.
Dayton Rains.
And her twat.
And
her
she's
very
as,
high
as good
twat.
At driving as she is at
sucking.
Smoking.
Inhale.
A joint
that was
out
fun.
Of her pussy.
A joint.
That was fun.
With
that's
her twat.
I'm glad.
That
I'm
was
glad.
Fun.
I'm glad. Thank you for
Thank you
permitting
for that,
her to like you know, enjoy herself.
That was pussy power.
That was. That was pussy power. You're right. I mean, there's many ways to exercise your Kegel muscles.
Yes.
There are. There's the little
way.
Barbells. Betty
yes.
Dodson makes a barbell.
Yes.
There's many wonderful toys.
There's the
but
egg.
You don't see it on camera as well as the smoking.
Yes.
You can see the Kegel muscles in action.
I don't mean to be rude, but this blunt's just burning. Nobody wants it because it's been in my pussy. Wow.
No, save it for Melissa.
Melissa.
Well, I can't just save it because I don't have an ashtray.
I will have it because it has champagne de Dayton. Delicious.
Okay.
Fragrant. We should bottle it.
No, you don't dump weed in the ashtray.
Here comes Ikor. And
Ikor.
Thank you.
This is Ikor.
Yeah, that's Ikor.
And Ikor is a rapper.
Ikor, get over here. You
forward.
Want get over here.
Oh, no.
No, he's going to be on the show, too. Come okay. here.
Ikor, I was told you were going to...
Perhaps rap. Thank you.
You will what?
Get up here.
I have my throat filled with Dayton's fragrant fumes.
Sorry.
Thank you. No, no. It's lovely.
All right.
All right, so he should get a mic, and you can get this over there.
Mic check,
this
one,
is Ikor the Wolf, brothers and sisters of the Green Cross. And
oh, he got the shack up already, huh? Yeah, he's ready.
Did
that?
You want to do a different one?
No, we can do that.
If you want to do a different one,
we're okay with
you doing
different
a different one.
I mean, well, this is more for this kind of atmosphere.
Do your
you know?
New thing.
What is the atmosphere?
Like sexuality and just,
oh.
you know.
No, we could.
Let's do a different one. We want to hear your new stuff.
Okay, well,
Abe,
okay.
Whatever, and scene.
Number one, then. Number one.
Number one, Abe.
See this song right here. Can we get some volume?
Yeah.
See this song right here is just about unity.
Okay.
We have different races.
About.
We got different races of people
unity.
In here. We got the white folk. We got the black folk. We got the Asians.
Wow.
We got the Asian sensations. We got this Latino
yeah.
in the building. You know, yo. Well, I can get it popping. Uh-huh. I can be grimy, greasy, real easy. Believe me, that's nothing. Been on them blocks, trapping in spots, evading the cops till I got popped. Silver bridges on my wrist. Sit down a minute, think about it. While I'm in there thinking, I got shit to finish. Earth needs me. I'm handcuffed, and I won't stop. Giving the props, throwing a piece, and showing my love and all of the above. That's what I'm all about. Now let whoop shout, I love y'all. Now let it trickle down, let it fall. Like the season, good peeps don't need reason to be nice. That's for them souls who's cold as ice. And now I think twice, I got your six and take six more steps to have your 12. Mama, daddy, elders raised me well with integrity. Was led to my humanity is gonna take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, we are one. Throw y'all ones up. We are one together. You know what I'm saying? Unified. We are one together. Intertwined. See, we all intertwined right up in the Bonoboville together. Shout out to Bonoboville. Shout out to Max. Shout out to Dr.
Yeah.
Susie. And everybody in the building. Yo.
Yeah, shout out to Ikor.
That was great. Nice.
Infinite Thank thunder you. And lightning, but you keep striking, keep fighting, sticking and moving, showing and proving that just with a little peace, life can go a long way. So Wolf is here to help pave the way with more peace. We already got war in our own streets from here to the Middle East and abroad, but I'm down for the cause I've been have, my call of humanity. It's going to take the man in me to conquer this insanity. Tupac, rest in peace, rep the belly of the beast with a Detroit state of mind. L's eye, and I ain't shot, cause I got love to spread. If love is my butter, then earth is my bread. Let's eat in peace like kings and queens with feast and sing. Can we all just get along? R.I.P. Rodney King, Doc, Martin Luther, I'm still pushing your dream cause we are one. Shout out to Black History Month in the building.
Yeah.
Bonoboville in the building. Ikor the Wolf in the building, you know? you and I together.
Together.
Intertwined. Like everybody in here tonight, we intertwine together.
Yeah,
we're going to storm the weather. We are one. Yes, we are one.
One.
Yo, I guess I won't see the peace that I need until I reach the streets of the G-O-D. Until then, I'm going in swimming. P-O-F, yep, I'm the guy. Swam by and said hi and then left. Water bubbles, the world is in trouble. A bartender, give him a double. Glass of integrity mixed with a shot of humanity. The ultimate boiler maker, ultimately for the sake of mankind. We need to intertwine racial shine. Elevate our minds like we didn't hit the finest lines. And kush, lungs, push, blow to the world, reach to a man. Woman, touch a boy, touch a girl, but with no sand dust. Trust me, you don't want to stay pin. Big up to Penn State. Don't let one man's hate seal y'all school's fate. I think that school's great. So go, kids, educate, graduate, demonstrate that we are one. Dr. Susie, that's for you.
One,
Black History
one.
Month again, y'all. Yeah, shout out. It's not just Black History Month. It's just our history, period. It's American history. You dig? And we are all representing American history right now with all these races in this building right now on a Saturday night. Y'all had a choice to be anywhere that you could have been. I mean, could have been. Everybody watching right now had a choice to watch whatever you want to watch. But we know you are watching Bonobo-ville, and we are thankful and glad that you are checking us out tonight.
Woo-hoo.
God bless y'all. Yeah. Ecor the Wolf.
Yeah. Oh, watching Ecor the Wolf. Live from Bonobo-ville. No, I have my own microphone, but thank you very much for sharing.
Sharing
it's very Bonobo, and that song is so incredible. I'm so glad you did that. That's so Bonobo. We are one. And
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And being a man stuff, that's so cool.
Thank you very much.
That is it. The peace
stuff. I'm glad
everybody
liked it.
Peace is hip.
Did y'all like it?
Wonderful.
Yeah, we liked it.
All right.
Oh, let's do it again. Clap.
Yeah, it was so good.
Clap. So good.
Thank you. Got music for all
I like the sexy one too, though. I might want you to do the sexy one.
Yeah, had date and dance. Had date and dance.
Yeah. And Dayton is going to have to act her role. What is this on the floor, Dayton?
My bra.
Oh, your bra. We're going to spread it in a more. Yeah.
Close, you know.
No, that's beautiful. And yes, it's Black History Month.
It is.
And yes,
February.
It's February.
A few more days.
Right. Okay. And it's the longer February. It's Sadie Hawkins Days.
What?
Right. Right.
We used to have Sadie Hawkins dance when we was in junior high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I bet had
you
that
got
Sadie Hawkins.
Asked out.
Yeah.
Well, that's when the girl asked the boy, right?
That's when
the girl
asked
the boy.
Yeah.
And the boys are all like smitten.
They better be. Well,
she's fat.
I love you, Dr. Block.
Oh,
I love Dr. Block.
Equal.
I'm serious. I love Dr. Block, y'all.
The Green Cross.
She's the shit.
You're my son. You're so talented. You know, look at. I feel so proud.
Thank you very much, Mom.
How come you just love her?
Huh? Yeah, how about Daddy?
I apologize. I apologize, Pops. I love you over there, too. Don't feel slighted.
Not in the same way.
No, they welcomed me into Bonobo-ville. It was very peaceful and loving and caring and Bonobo-ish and Bonobo-villish as and all the above.
Yeah.
And I thank them as well.
And you're always a part of the family.
It's a great platform.
You know, you're the wolf. Last week was the wolf, the Lupercalia, the Luper.
I got
Dayton
to be, look, there,
the
you can wear my wolf cape.
That's
right there.
I
knew
you
were coming tonight, so I left it for you.
Right.
I left it here on purpose because we invited you. I thought maybe you want to be really wolfy and wear the
That's
why
I was
sitting
up here next to I was compelled to sit here. Like, wow.
Yeah, that was your outfit.
So would you like to hear another sexier number here?
Oh yes.
you got going from that one. That was the political one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love.
This is the erotic one.
This is called She Bad. So it's a lot of bad women in the building tonight.
She bad.
My goodness gracious, she bad over there. I see her.
Hold on,
wait.
This is our
bad.
This is Bambi Bonobo.
Hello, Bambi Bonobo. Wow.
Yeah.
You are Bambi Bonobo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Deer in the
look how she looks on camera.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, look at that smile.
Oh, yeah.
Like the Price is Right girl, like that.
Bambi Bonobo.
Yeah, but she, Pretty. Everybody, all y'all bad. Oh,
bad.
No.
Bad, yeah.
My
in a good way.
Bad bitches
good
in
way.
The building.
In the building.
Bambi.
The one, the person
when
that you played.
When I'm good, I'm very good.
No,
but when I'm bad, I'm better.
Bad. Marilyn Monroe.
No, that was actually Mae West.
Oh.
Close.
She bad.
Mae West,
she bad.
My favorite
actress
of all time.
Absolutely.
You ready, baby?
Come up and see me sometime.
Do I? Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yo, yo. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, that girl can go. Come on. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, that girl can go. She got me watching, lightweight stalking, but in a smooth way, she made me say damn. Thick like jam, 10 times dime piece added up, silver dollar made me holler. What up, though? Just to make my presence known, I'm a wolf and I'm roaming, and I'm in your zone. I'm blown by the way you move that thing, shape that thing, make it bang, bang. The whole room shake from an ass quake. Damn, baby, you got that pop, that's still the show. Get low, everybody on the floor. Dudes be taking it while she's shaking it. Back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing, huh? Look at Dayton's rain, look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go, huh? Look at Dayton Reigns. Look how she move that thing. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go bang. Everybody stop and look at her pop. That thing, bang. Got him ready to spend some dough. Oh, we up in the strip club in Bonobo. They showing me love, dub after dub. With a freaky lap dance, clap hands with the mans. I don't even know, but this night for sure. That deal, she ill. She said to keep your bills and strap on. Hold on real tight to these thighs and ride this thrill. I'm in it for the whole night. So give it to me, let me have it. No static dub, baddest one in the club right shit. Yes, sir. I ain't lying, I'm buying. She got it like that. She bad. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Dayton can go. Look how she shake that thing. Look at Dayton Reigns. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Don't stop, cause you got me turnt by the way you pop, and the way you poppy got me hot. So don't stop, go work that body, work that body. Make sure you don't hurt nobody, cause everybody watching her do her thing. Shake that thing, make it bang, bang, bang. I'm so mesmerized, so hypnotized by the way she shake her ass and thighs. Gave me a ride, so I had to buy more rounds. She put it down, but she kept me up all night. This chick, she bad, she the bomb. Yep, she dynamite. Look how she shake that thing. Look how she make it bang. Look how she drop it low. Yeah, Dayton can go. Dudes be shaking it while she taking it back that thing up like beep, beep, beep. She bad, look how she shake that thing. Look at Dayton Reigns. Look how she make it bang. Yeah, that girl can go. Look how she shake that thing. Check out Dayton Reigns. Look how she make it burn. Yeah, that girl can go. Everybody say bonobo.
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 Bonobo. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad. She bad.
We bad.
Yeah. Ecor the Wolf.
Be bad. And let's hear it for Ecor the Wolf.
Ecor the Wolf.
And Dayton Reigns.
Dayton Reigns.
She bad.
Dayton Reigns make it burn.
Wow. Great.
Ass producer.
Ass producer.
Extraordinaire.
We didn't really expect that tonight, but that was great.
Well, I kind of expected it a little bit. But no, it was. It exceeded my expectations, the double song. All right, so I think we're just about out of time.
We are.
No.
11:58.
We just do this all day, all night, just till infinity and beyond.
Yeah.
And we got to tell everybody where to find us.
Well, we do. And we've got to hear from them where to find them. Yeah. So them being our wonderful guests.
Billy Jordan and Dwayne Mooney.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And where do we find you? How do we get in touch with you? How do we tell you all our problems?
That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay.
Fit, say fit me.
We're at polyamorysupport.com. That's polyamory support, support.com. And when you go there, you can find us on Twitter from the website and Facebook. But we're also Freedom Lifestyle Society on Facebook and Free Life Society on Twitter. And you can find Dwayne directly at
Dwayne Mooney
Facebook. On Facebook. Dang. And Billy Jordan at Billy Jordan.
Well, leave your information at polysupport.com so we can get in touch with you. Get a book, Sacred Man, and also women can get it too, because you'll learn how to deal with multiple men with the same information.
Are you going to be on Bravo again soon?
Yes, it's coming on. We filmed our episode. See, they filmed it all. I don't know if they'll be shooting me again. Huh?
What's the name of the show?
The name of it is Newlyweds First Year of Marriage. It comes on right after Atlanta Housewives.
Okay.
Yeah. And the ratings were sky high when I was on because right. of the polyamory thing. Of course. Thing
well, now, you know, like how they have it on cable, you can see all the episodes. So yes. you don't have to, if you've missed it, if you hadn't tuned in, you can go and see all the beginning episodes. And Dwayne and I are in the first six
five.
Episodes.
Four, five.
Do you know? Do you know Orpheus Black and Indigo Black?
Yes.
Oh yes, they're among our favorite guests on this show. When we want to get nasty, when we want to have things, we say, "Do not try this at home."
Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's how we met you. He brought you.
We were all in the same show.
Yeah. Right, and then he choked somebody.
Yes.
Oh, he's
she,
dumb,
and she
right?
loved
Isn't
it.
He dumb?
Yeah, he's dumb.
Right,
yeah.
he's very
so he's like,
dumb.
So he's like supreme
and polyamorous and dumb. And
yeah. You're dumb too.
I'm a talk show host.
Okay. She's the Don.
She's the boss
I'm
lady.
I'm the mistress of the airwaves.
Boss lady is the Don.
She's the Don.
Thank you.
The Donna.
You know, I have different I like to define other people, not myself. No, I mean, what am I, honey?
Honey. What?
I'm the boss.
Right. There it is. And there you have it.
So, Ecor, where do we find you?
You can find me at Instagram. Well, you can fit me, which is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Ecor, I-K-K-O-R.
All right. Ecor. The wolf.
Ecor. The wolf. The wolf.
And, yeah, I'm so happy that we have you here, having met you at this wonderful conference. Thank you, Dr. Barking. Dave Dolezal, for making it happen, and others that helped to put it together, like Dr. Liana Wolf and UC Berkeley for opening up your halls and your classrooms and your restrooms to this polyamorous movement that is part of what I call the Bonobo Way movement.
Yes.
And the Bonobo Way movement is a movement of, yes, polyamorists and non-monogamists and peace lovers, peace rappers, some BDSMers, you know, because bonobos do a kind of BDSM. They're very disciplined because they roughhouse, but they have never been seen killing each other in the wild or captivity. That's what's amazing. And I wanted to, you know, kind of impress upon the polyamorous and the non-monogamous there that, yes, bonobos should be your mascot as they have become Ecor's mascot, as they are ours, because they show that polyamory is not just natural and kind of fun and kind of, you know, basic to primate behavior, but it can be the key to peace on earth. One of the keys.
I teach from that. I really believe in our communities that polyamory will save our communities, help us work together.
Well, that's why I'm giving you a copy of the Bonobo Way, Mr. Sacred Man, because
yes.
we need a new primate paradigm for humanity.
True.
A paradigm that supports your philosophy and our philosophy. And we've always gone with the killer ape, the common chimps who kill each other, and the baboons, and said, you know, humans are irredeemably violent. And it's just not really so. So we have science. We have our kissing cousins, the bonobos, who swing through the trees and with each other. And we do have to save them from extinction. That's one catch here. If we want them to continue to inspire us, we must support all the efforts to protect the bonobos from poaching, as well as environmental degradation of all kinds of disgusting sorts. And try to release our inner bonobos, as you are helping so many to do. So, yes, brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war.
Make love, not war.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister Billy. Make,
make love, not war.
To someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
See the clap sign? Yeah. Okay.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web.